This year should have been a time of celebration for General Motors. The company turns 100. But a few things stand in the way of a full celebration, like falling sales and a dismal stock price and factory closings. In this part of the program, we'll go to Janesville, Wisconsin, where a plant is shutting down. We start with GM's various efforts to survive. Michelle Krebs is senior industry editor at the auto information site Edmunds.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about GM's proposed merger with Chrysler. How likely is that to even happen?
Well, it's 100% guaranteed that something is going to happen with Chrysler. And I would say that the odds are better than 50-50 that GM will be the one that buys it.
Although, let me just ask about why that makes sense. I realize that GM needs money and Chrysler has cash in the bank, but both companies are bleeding money. And wouldn't you just have two companies that would get together and bleed money together, at least in the short term?
It would look that way. I think what GM is betting on, and it's a risky bet, is that they would have the same overhead and they would have larger sales volume. So it would be cheaper to sell.
Oh, meaning that they would fire some people and save money?
Absolutely.
But wouldn't that take time? Don't you actually put money up front when you lay off people?
Absolutely, and that's why they're in Washington.
Ah, well, let's talk about that. That's the next thing GM is doing, is trying to get more government money. We've heard talk on this program about GM trying to get a chunk of the $700 billion federal bailout, which was for financial firms. Why would they want the money, and under what rationale?
Well, I think their rationale is, why not? Everybody else is going hat in hand to Washington, and Washington seems to be willing to spend the money. But if there were a merger of GM and Chrysler, they would need money for severance packages, for the massive job eliminations that we would expect, help with pensions, help with health care, that kind of thing.
Well, would this be in the form of a loan or a stock purchase or what?
I think that it could be a variety of things. I think they may dip into a lot of places for money. They certainly want that a piece of that $25 billion that's already been approved. They all have financial companies, so they want to dip into that $700 billion.
As I think about this, Ms. Krebs, I'm remembering the GM executive many years ago who was quoted saying, "What's good for the country is good for General Motors." I wonder if that takes on a whole new meaning if the country ends up owning General Motors.
Absolutely. And it's not unprecedented. Every place else in the world, the governments are much more supportive of their industry. In France, they own a piece of the car companies.
So this would put GM on more of a level playing field with foreign competitors? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what some of their thinking is.
Is it possible, do you think, that these companies can get to the point where they are big, profitable firms as they once were? Or is this just a black hole of American money?
I think they have the opportunity to turn things around. They have better relationships with the unions. They got a better contract last year. A lot of those benefits will start kicking in 2010. We had expected a big turnaround in 2009 and 2010, but the economy is just not cooperating.
So it's just a matter of time for GM. They have to survive for some time.
That's right.
Ms. Krebs, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Michelle Krebs is senior industry editor at Edmunds.com.